The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, there's a Big 12 fan base that is mad at me right now, and you guys just gotta chill, okay? It's coaching carousel time, and the reports are the reports. We're just bringing them to you at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Thanks for being a part of the show, as always. We appreciate you being here. Yes, the Big 12 football season is over, but it never ends. You've got the transfer portal. You've got recruiting. You've got the coaching carousel. College coaches to the NFL. I mean, NFL coaches to college. Who the heck knows what's going to happen? But these are interesting times, and we're glad you're here with us on Heartland College Sports. So we put out a report on the website on Sunday, and the report was a very simple one. The report was that Matt Campbell, the head coach of the Iowa State Cyclones, would be willing to listen and take an interview with the New York Jets. And the report came from an athletic senior writer, Zach Rosenblatt. He's also a New York Jets reporter. Once again, for The Athletic. This is not Jets Insider 23567-8923 on Twitter, right? Like, this is a legitimate reporter with The Athletic. We shared this on our website. That's what we do. We figured many people would be interested in that information. And it was a simple one. It didn't say Matt Campbell would take the job. It just said that according to Rosenblatt, Matt Campbell would be willing to take an interview with the Jets this offseason. Which, if the Jets want to talk to Matt Campbell, he should absolutely do. If nothing else, it helps him. And I don't mean leaving Iowa State. I mean it just helps him keep his pencil sharp. It helps him maybe learn something about how an NFL organization operates, wants to operate. He gets to check in on some former players, right? Not during the interview, but maybe they want to pick his brain on how to best use a guy like Breece Hall, Alan Lazard, Will McDonald. Maybe it's nothing more than that. But we shared this on the website today, and you would have thought I said that Matt Campbell should take the Jets job and leave Iowa State and burn Ames on his way out the door. That was the reaction. And it was, I couldn't believe it. It's like, guys, I'm just sharing this from a very legitimate source. You do with it what you want. There was no opinion attached to it. It was just, here's the news. And Iowa State fans got very salty about it. And let me just say this. You guys are looking small when you do that. Now, I know you're sick of Matt Campbell being tied to every job known to mankind. Okay? For years, Matt Campbell's been tied to every job that's ever open, SEC, Big Ten, multiple NFL jobs. The Lions were interested. The Jets were interested 6 years ago. But he never takes it, right? But the Iowa State fan, or at least a portion, not all, and you know I love you guys, but my gosh, the chip on the shoulder thing, calm down. As we've been saying for years, this is a compliment that Matt Campbell is getting even discussed for these jobs. And the fact that we share a report about it doesn't make us the bad guy. Take it as a compliment. People want your head coach, but for almost a decade now, he has told basically every job he's not interested. So don't look at it as some kind of personal slight. It makes, I just feel like it makes the Iowa State fan look a little weak when there's such a backlash against something like this. Laugh at it, if nothing else, right? But it's kind of like the guy who's dating, you know, he's a 5 and he's dating a 9. He somehow landed a 9. And every time some other dude looks at his 9, he's like ready to fight him. It's like, bro, relax. Okay, we made eye contact. Chill. Back off a little bit here. Ease up. It's going to be okay. It doesn't make that 5 look good. It's like, bro, you got a 9. Be confident in yourself. And the 9 has not only stayed with you, the 9 has gotten engaged to you, the 9 has married you. Stop worrying about the 9 walking out the door. It makes you look petty. It makes you look weak. Do I think Matt Campbell's taking the Jets job? No. Should he interview? If they want to interview him, yes. It's only good for him. There's no downside to interviewing, right? None whatsoever. It actually could help him at Iowa State learn maybe how some of these NFL organizations operate. He might pick up one little thing from that interview that can help him. I mean, let's be honest. The Jets job is a dumpster fire. You don't know who your quarterback's going to be next year. It might be Aaron Rodgers. It might not be. Aaron Rodgers hasn't even said whether or not he's coming back. The owner, Woody Johnson, has been the kind of owner that you really don't want to build around because he just doesn't have the patience necessary to build around him, or under him is probably the better way to put it. He burns through general managers. The Jets are everything Matt Campbell isn't. But just because this news comes out doesn't mean that you should be shooting the messenger. And maybe this guy is wrong with The Athletic. I don't know. Maybe he's wrong. Maybe he's not. I have no idea. I think he's a credible source, and I think we should fairly treat him as a credible source, but that's it. There's nothing more to it. So let's back off on that. That's number one. Now, other interesting news. Steve Sarkisian, the Texas head coach, is a name that has come up in conversations as getting NFL interest. This was reported by Adam Schefter on Sunday morning. If I'm an NFL team, why would I go hire Steve Sarkisian? Steve Sarkisian was an NFL offensive coordinator for the Falcons. The offense regressed significantly after Kyle Shanahan left to be the head coach of the 49ers. And he's running the Texas Longhorns, who have the most money in college football and can buy whatever player they want in a sport that now has annual, unfettered free agency. I'm not saying it's an easy job. I'm not. I'm not saying it's an easy job. There are plenty of coaches that we've seen as Big 12 fans fail year after year after year in this conference or at that program in particular before they left for the SEC. So it's not an easy job. Yes, there's a CEO status to it. But at the same time, Texas is doing what Texas has always been able to do. Of course, now it's legal. I'm not saying they ever did anything illegal. I'm just saying now it's all out in the open and they can buy anybody at any time that they want. That's the name of the game. And while I think Sark has a very creative offensive mind, do I think this guy would be a slam dunk in the NFL? I don't. Like, Steve Sarkisian doesn't feel like an NFL coach to me. Jim Harbaugh does. Jim Harbaugh felt like an NFL coach who was just spending some time in college to wet his whistle, get his alma mater as far as he can get him. He got him a natty, and then he went back to the NFL. Steve Sarkisian feels like a college head coach to me. That's what he feels like. Not just because it's where he spent most of his time. He spent time in the NFL. It's just certain guys feel like NFL coaches, and certain guys feel like college coaches, right? Just how it goes. And very few guys are successful at both. Nick Saban wasn't successful at both. I mean, Jim Harbaugh's been good at both. Jimmy Johnson was good at both. Pete Carroll was good at both. You could argue maybe Chip Kelly was good at both, kind of, for a little bit of time. Barry Switzer was good at both. Most guys can't do it. Matt Rhule tried to go to the NFL, didn't really do it. But so much of the NFL, too, is predicated on whether or not you have your quarterback. And if you don't have the quarterback, it doesn't matter how great of a coach you are. It's not going to happen for you. And that's the difference between college and the NFL. At least now in college, yeah, it's crazy. The NIL is out of control. We talk all the time about how you have to get guardrails on this thing. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's not even up for debate anymore. You've got to figure out a way through college football, because the NCAA is worthless, to have some type of structure, it can't be annual free agency. It just can't. It's out of control. But the NFL is a totally different beast. And if you don't have the right quarterback, it doesn't matter who you are or what you're capable of doing. Unless you know you've got time to rebuild a team, then you're going to be out of there in 3 or 4 years. Look at Matt Rhule. Went to the Carolina Panthers, had NFL dreams, didn't work out. Now he's back in college, and he's slowly turning around Nebraska. I think he can do it. I don't think Nebraska's ever going to be what it was, but I do believe that Matt Rhule can get Nebraska back to being, you know, an 8-win team year in, year out, and maybe every 3-4 years, Matt Rhule pops this team to, you know, 10-11 wins. They're competing atop the Big Ten. But, you know, that's it. I mean, that's I think, what Nebraska is going to be when all is said and done. And if you're a team that is going to have your head coach getting talked about in rumors, embrace it. I'm seeing Bobby right here in the YouTube live chat right now. We went through this with Matt Rhule. There will be more rumors and more teams. Yeah, that's right. And eventually Rhule took his dream job, or he got his shot in the NFL. Shocked a lot of people, didn't work out, but he got his chance, right? That's true. I think that Arizona State will eventually be dealing with this with Kenny Dillingham. You know, there were Oklahoma Sooners fans who thought they could get Kenny Dillingham out of Tempe because a lot of OU fans are fed up with Brent Venables. You may know that, you may not know that, but there was like this, I'm not saying it was ever a legitimate deal, but if you go on social media, you go on some of the message boards, there were OU fans who were like, you know what, we're over Brent Venables, we're getting Kenny Dillingham. The best thing that Arizona State has going for it with Kenny Dillingham is that you can say the guy is literally home. He's at his alma mater. And that doesn't mean he'll never leave. That just means it adds another layer, and it's not just a J-O-B. It's literally where he grew up. It's where he went to school. It's his university. So that will give Arizona State a bit of a buffer. Right? I mean, people might try to connect Kenny Dillingham to certain job openings, but a lot of that will just be probably used for leverage for maybe better contracts, better deals for his assistants, whatever it might be. I do believe Kenny Dillingham is here for, I don't want to say the long haul, the guy's 34 years old, but he's not jumping for an SEC job just because. He's not that kind of guy. He's not going to do it. But I guarantee you his name is going to pop up. I saw an article. New Orleans Saints Sports Illustrated website. It's just New Orleans SI. And they had an article here talking about Kenny Dillingham. You know, they called him a long shot, but they put together a list of college coaches who could fit at, in the New Orleans Saints as one of their as their head coach since they've got a vacancy. And they literally put Kate DeBoer at Alabama, and they put Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, Josh Heupel, and Kenny Dillingham. Those guys all made the list. It's absurd to think that Kenny Dillingham is going to be the next head coach of the New Orleans Saints. But listen, this is what people are talking about this time of year, right? This is the conversation that some people are driving towards. Now, a guy who I could see do it at the next level is Marcus Freeman. Marcus Freeman is a leader of men. I'm not saying he wants to. He's only 38 years old, so he'd be a very young NFL head coach, one of the youngest, if not the youngest. But I'm just noting that, you know, that's a guy I could see succeeding at either level. But for now, he is a fantastic fit for Notre Dame. And gosh, I'm not a Notre Dame fan, generally speaking, but I can root for Marcus Freeman. I could never root for Brian Kelly. I can root for Marcus Freeman, no doubt about it. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We are grateful that you are here joining us, as always, for the show. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on the channel. We have rolled in several hundred of you on the subscription angle the last just few days, so thank you for doing that. And if you're on the podcast, drop that 5-star rating and review. Helps us out tremendously, and just doesn't cost you anything. Great way to help us, so thank you guys for doing that and for being a part of the show.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Now, as I've been promising, let's talk about some Big 12 basketball here, okay? We're getting in the conference play. We had a full slate on Saturday. We had one game on Sunday. And listen, all in all, it looks to me like the Big 12 is now starting to look like what we thought it was going to look like a few weeks ago. For a lot of you who were spending time mostly in football season, you look back on the non-conference, and there were some surprises. You can say Arizona underachieved in a big way. Cincinnati overachieved in a big way. We had question marks about teams like West Virginia. What were they really? How good could they actually be? K-State, big underachiever, right? But now you're getting the conference play, and you're starting to see, only a couple of games in, you're starting to see teams separate about how we thought they would separate. But it's very clear to me right now that the best team in the Big 12 is Iowa State. Iowa State manhandled Baylor on Saturday in Ames 74-55. Hilton Coliseum continues to be a thorn in everyone's side who goes up there. It's a tough place to play. Held a very good Baylor offense in check. Game, really got out of reach in the second half. But Iowa State was in control for most of the afternoon. And they are proven right now to be the best team in the Big 12. And really, when you look at the Big 12, it's at this point Iowa State and everybody else until proven otherwise. You look at Joe Lenardi's latest bracketology, he's got Iowa State as a one seed, and then after that, there's no other team outside of Kansas, I think he had as a four seed in his latest bracketology. So there's a drop-off there based on the resumes early in the season between Iowa State and everybody else. But you blow out Baylor like they did, that's damn impressive. I mean, that game wasn't even close. And then you look around the league, and one of the big games that I was watching early in the day was Arizona at Cincinnati. You're a West Coast team. You're going on the road, East Coast time, earlier tip-off, and Arizona dominated the first half. Cincinnati made a comeback at home, but when push came to shove, Arizona closed that game late, and they hang on for a big road win. And Arizona was one of the big disappointments in the non-conference in the Big 12. They were a preseason top 10 team. And, I mean, they had some just bad losses. Duke's not a bad loss, but, you know, they had losses, surprising losses is what I would call them. Wisconsin, Oklahoma, who's turning out to be pretty good. They had a West Virginia loss in there, and the Mountaineers, a big surprise early on. UCLA by a couple of points. But now they're starting to look like the team that we thought they were going to be. And they showed that again on the road in a tough environment against Cincinnati on Saturday. And, you know, overall, it was a pretty balanced attack. We know what Caleb Love is capable of doing. Carter Bryant was a guy, as I continue to kind of learn some of these new Big 12 teams on the basketball side and getting used to having Arizona in the Big 12, I watched Carter Bryant. The guy had his best game of the season. And I'm like, you know what? If he develops the way I think he can based on what I saw on Saturday, Arizona looks like a team that can reach the potential that we thought they would have before the year began. Houston blowing out BYU came as a bit of a surprise. I mean, that was a 30-point game that was never all that close. And, you know, is Houston starting to kind of get comfortable again? They had three losses in non-conference play. They're off to a 2-0 start with two very big wins in conference play against Oklahoma State and BYU. And are they starting to kind of feel themselves again after losing games to Auburn, Alabama, and San Diego State? Houston's got to get back to being that top 10 team that we thought they were going to be when the season began. And then one of the stories of the Big 12 is West Virginia. They beat Kansas earlier in the week to kick off Big 12 play in Allen Fieldhouse, handing KU its first loss in a conference opener in 34 years. Can you believe it? And what you're seeing is some Big 12 guys who a lot of you will know. I mean, Javon Small is one of those guys. Joseph Yusefu, he didn't have a big game against Oklahoma State, but another, he's a former KU guy. That's the thing with the portal. These guys in basketball, I feel like, are more likely to transfer within the conference, which is still weird to me, but it's where we are. Javon Small was with Oklahoma State last year. He had a good year. No one really noticed because he played for a bad team. But dude has been fantastic this year. He played at East Carolina, transferred to Oklahoma State last year. Mike Boynton gets blown out. He goes to West Virginia, and he's leading the way for the Mountaineers. And they are playing some outstanding basketball right now. Steve Lutz has his hands full trying to turn around Oklahoma State. And I know that they were both first-year head coaches, but West Virginia is clicking. They are confident. And, I mean, just watch out. They have some very impressive wins on that resume, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. They do have a couple of games coming up against Houston and Iowa State, so we'll get a better feel for what this Mountaineers team is. But it has been a lot of fun to watch West Virginia early in the season. TCU slips by K-State 63-62. And K-State was up by like 6 points with 3 minutes left. And they lose the game. And the portion of K-State fans who want to jump on Jerome Tang and blame him. I'm not blaming Jerome Tang because his guys can't hit free throws down the stretch. What did they miss? 2 1-and-1s in the last couple of minutes? The last 1-and-1 led to the game-winning bucket for TCU? Hit your free throws, guys. I don't know what else to tell you. Hit your free throws. They were terrible from the free throw line in that game. Now, K-State should be 2-0, and man, K-State, I mean, they had an awful non-con. So they've got to have a big year in the Big 12, and that one stings. Right now, K-State is very much on the outside looking in. If they can get themselves, you know, into the top 3-4 of the Big 12, they'll be back in the tournament. But man, that one, you go from having a great shot at being 2-0 to start league play to now 1-1, that hurts. I don't think Jerome Tang is going anywhere, though, and frankly, I don't think he should right now. But TCU needed that one after they lost their Big 12 opener to start the season. So both those teams are 1-1. Couple of blowouts, Arizona State crushing Colorado 81-61. I was curious to see how Colorado would come out after they gave Iowa State a great game a few days ago. They didn't win, obviously, but they played them tight. I was watching that game. I guess it would have been on, was it New Year's Day or New Year's Eve? One of them. I'm watching Colorado-Iowa State, and it was a fun back-and-forth second half, but they came up short against the team that is, listen, the best in the Big 12 right now. But they just came out flat. There's no other way to put it. They came out really flat in that game. Now, if you want a bright spot for Colorado, Trevor Baskin had himself a very big game. 23 points on the night. That's more than double his season average, and that was a season high for him by a wide margin. So you take some solace in that being a bright spot. But all in all, that was not impressive for Colorado. I thought they'd put up a better performance against an Arizona State team that had a very balanced attack. B.J. Freeman leading the way for the Sun Devils in that game. And after having a couple of losses here, they had a bad loss to BYU by 20 points. They bounced back to go to 1-1 in Big 12 play. And Texas Tech blasts Utah 93-65. That game wasn't even close. And, you know, Texas Tech is one of those teams that's hoping to be in the mix as the season rolls along. And you need guys like Darian Williams to continue to have big nights like he had against Utah. But the Tech, I mean, this is the crazy part too about the Big 12. Every game is going to have some kind of meaning to it. Like, next game for Texas Tech is at BYU. Both these teams are 1-1. The winner is going to feel much better about themselves. The loser is going to be like, gosh, are we headed now for a 5-game losing streak? That's just how this league is on the hardwood this year. That's how it's going to be. And listen, I'm here for it. It's going to be a lot of fun, but it is going to be just a beast and an absolute grind. So that's what happened on Saturday. And then Sunday you had one game, Kansas and UCF, and talk about a blowout, 99-48. The Jayhawks beat the Knights on the road. KU getting a little revenge. You may recall last year UCF had that early season upset of KU in Orlando. So KU got revenge on that. But you expected Bill Self's team to come out strong based on, you know, how they played against West Virginia. He just ripped his team up and down in the press conference after that game. But that was as good of a performance as he was going to have. And Hunter Dickinson, when he's hot, he's one of the best players in the country. When he's not and getting pushed around, he's pretty mediocre. But Bill Self switched up the lineup, made some changes. I think a guy like Zeke Mayo is going to continue to flourish for this team this year. And listen, KU's going to be there. I do believe when all is said and done, KU is going to be in that top 3 to 4 in the Big 12. Bill Self's just trying to figure out that rotation right now. You know, KU fans are going to be extra critical, but trust me, there's a lot of programs, most programs who would sign up for the problems KU's got right now. But KU just manhandled UCF. And if you were a KU fan and a Chiefs fan, the good news is you could probably shut off the KU game early. They started within a half hour of each other, but then you switched to the Chiefs game and they were getting blown out in Denver by the Broncos because nobody was playing. So there were two blowouts. If you're a fan of both teams, just blowouts in different ways. KU blows out UCF. The Chiefs get blown out by the Denver Broncos. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports, and we are so glad that you are here. As we roll through the show, I want to get to some of your comments as well. What do we got here? Pete, Iowa State didn't play well in the first half, I thought. Gave up a ton of offensive rebounds. No, I didn't say they played well. They played well enough, but then, yes, the second half is where Iowa State really took off in that game against Baylor. And that's really, you know, what made the difference. The second half is when they really started to pull away. And they pulled away pretty quickly when you look back on it. I mean, it was like a 7-8-point game at halftime, give or take. And I want to say that there was a pretty early run a few minutes into the second half where they pulled away, and I'm like, okay, it's a double-digit game at maybe the under 16 timeout, and that's when I started to feel like the game was over. West Virginia's for real. Hopefully the depth maintains and Tucker comes back. Yes. Listen, West Virginia could be the darling of Big 12 basketball this year. That's how much fun they have been to watch. And how do you not root for the new coach, first year, taking over in a very tough spot, technically for a legend, with all that program's been through the last 12 to 18 months. And I'm telling you right now, I've said this about football. The average Big 12 fan doesn't know how much better this league can be if West Virginia is good. And I've said that about football. As someone who used to, you know, knew the Big East, cover the Big East, and dealt with a lot of what West Virginia in its heyday was like. Noel Devine, Pat White, those guys. It's just great when West Virginia is good at football. You can say the same thing about basketball. You can. I mean, you know, when they were in the Big East, they were a powerhouse, and Huggins had them in a pretty good spot during some of the early years in the Big 12. But if they get back to being what West Virginia basketball can be with its great history, you know, they've always recruited usually New York City well. Now none of that matters because the transfer portal is what it is. But if they get good at basketball, that is so good once again for the Big 12 because they're a program that has great history, incredible fans, great pipeline up to the Northeast. And the better they are, the better the Big 12 is going to be overall. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Hope you guys have a great day. If you're in the Midwest, as I am in Kansas City, stay safe. Stay warm. We'll talk to you soon. We've got more coverage coming up throughout the week right here on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Subscribe to the channel and drop that 5-star rating and review on the podcast. We appreciate you.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment cause chaos. Use ShipStation instead. From running a business out of your garage to multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating tasks. Plus, you'll get the best shipping rates from global carriers. Calm the chaos with the shipping software that delivers. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.